Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Bell's palsy is named for Sir Charles Bell, a 19th century Scottish surgeon who described the facial nerve and its relationship to the condition. The disorder, which is not related to stroke, is the most common cause of facial paralysis. Generally, Bell's palsy affects only one of the paired facial nerves and only one side of the face. But in rare cases, it can affect both sides. The exact cause of the disorder remains unknown, but it's often related to exposure to a viral infection. The nerve that controls your facial muscles passes through a narrow corridor of bone on its way to the face. In Bell's palsy, that nerve becomes inflamed and swollen, usually related to a viral infection, like the cold sore virus. Besides facial muscles, the nerve affects tears, saliva, taste, and a small bone in the middle of the ear. The disorder has also been associated with headaches, high blood pressure, and trauma, such as a skull fracture or facial injury. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.